Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to the podcast, episode number 236 for the week of November 27th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Here, as in the United States, we come off a formal weekend of giving thanks. A phrase from this week's podcast poem, Trace the Lineage of the Good. Monday, November 27th, the full moon is at 5 degrees of Gemini at 1:16 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Here is this monthly illumination in the night sky and this balance between sun and moon. One of the things that's really potent for us this whole week is all five of the personal planets are active in the archetypal cycles this week. So before I talk about the full moon, let me name what that means. Astrologers group the different planets into kinds of energies. And the personal planets are the sun and moon. Yes, we think of the sun as a planet. Mercury, Venus, and Mars. And each of these are archetypal expressions of uniqueness in our personality. The sun is the conscious self. It's the very young conscious identity, the hero, heroine, quester in their life journey. The moon is the instinctive nurturer, our deep feminine yin emotional tidal one. Mercury is the communicator, storyteller. It's all about our mind and our thoughts and how we express ourselves. Venus, the beloved, the relational one, the lover. The archetype about how we connect, whether it's with humans, animals, the earth. It's about our values, what's important to us, and about our own self-value and self-worth, our relationship to ourself. And Mars, it's a very active, young, champion, warrior, warriors, take a stand, go after what you want. All five of these archetypal beings are very key to our unique individual personality. And it's rare to have all five of them active with particular archetypals this week. So as you come into this week, and particularly as in the United States and the rest of the world, we're kind of moving into this end of the year holiday season. So many things can get stirred up of our patterns, our attitudes, our unmetabolized pain. So part of the poem I'll give you and part of what I'm going to give you in this podcast this week is a deep invitation for you to trace the lineage of the good, true, and beautiful of our ancestors and ourselves, as Angela Sarian would say. So back to the full moon, Monday, November 27th. The sun is in Sagittarius with the planet Mars, opposite the moon in Gemini. So first, the balance of the sun and moon. Remember, this is this monthly time when the yang and the yin of the illuminaries, the conscious, active, shining self, sun, and the intuitive, tidal, receptive moon are balancing each other. Sagittarius is the sign of the quester, the seeker. Its image is a centaur with an arrow aiming to the heavens. It's like, what's over the next horizon? How am I going to learn? How am I going to grow? How am I going to make meaning out of my life? The great gift of any planet in Sagittarius is an archetypal expansion of consciousness and this expansion into, oh, what's possible? The deep wound of Sagittarius, because everything has its challenging side, is a dogmatism, a certainty of my truth is the truth with a capital T. And this is particularly dangerous at this full moon because Mars is part of the journey. And Mars is, in its healthy expression, very much a taking care of, an advocacy, a protector, a like, let's go forward, you know, and let's have courage. In its wounded expression, Mars is very aggressive, combative, and angry. So when you have the Sun and Mars together, there in Sagittarius, there is both the illumination of your courage to open up your mind, to go after what you want, to honor your truths and your deep wisdom. Equally, there can be the challenge of, I'm going to fight for my right to have my dogmas, and my way is the right way, okay? That's there in all humankind, right? And then the balance, the opposition with the moon is about what nurtures us and feeds us and our emotional sensibilities. Gemini is a balancing sign to Sagittarius, where Sagittarius is like, let's go find out what the truth is. Let's grow. Gemini is the one that says, let's have options. Let's have choices. Let's play devil's advocate. What else is possible? What's another way to look at this? Okay. So the moon now, the full moon, is illuminating in our emotional beings. I want choices. I don't want to be trapped. I don't want to be limited. I want to think outside the box. I want different ways to be. Okay. So the full moon in Gemini says, balance the Sagittarius longing for one truth, one understanding, let's go, that focused arrowhead, with the moon, the emotional part of us. It says, I'm interested in this, and what about that, and what's another way I can express this? And then with Mars involved with this, we want to watch out for an aggressiveness around our beliefs. And particularly the other part of this full moon that is very, very potent is the planet Saturn squares the full moon. It just means Saturn is halfway in the heavens between the Sun, Mars, and then the moon. And what that means is Saturn is the responsible one, the one who's grounded, wants to be ethical, purposeful, integrous. In its challenging side, it's very toxic. It's the inner critic. It's the punitive parent. It's the bossy, dominating one that says, I want to be in control. Now, Saturn right now is in Pisces. It's just entered Pisces earlier this year. And Pisces is a watery sign that's about our deep unconscious material, our intuition, our dreams, our unexamined patterns emotionally and ancestrally. So one of the challenges we have is when Saturn comes to the conversation with this full moon, we have to watch out for our inner punitive parent to ourselves or others. And particularly when Saturn's in Pisces, there might be some unconscious material that's in you that gets activated by someone else's communication, moon in Gemini, or your perception of their dogmas, of them putting something on you. And they may well be doing that. So that's part of you go, oh, stop. I'm putting a boundary here, Saturn. That doesn't feel right to me. And I'm going to say, nope, I'm going to champion myself, Mars. That's really important to notice that what you're perceiving, you trust it and you really look at it and say, nope, I don't like what you're putting out to me. I'm saying no. The other layer of it is, are you getting activated by something with someone's communication or their paradigms or their beliefs, Sagittarius, that is helping you catalyze looking at some unfinished business with an old emotional trauma or an old emotional pain? And particularly when Saturn's at play, Saturn can also represent the external authority, sometimes the parent, the father, or the mother. The moon can also represent a sort of nurturing parent or emotional parent, sometimes the mother or the father. And so because Saturn and the moon are also involved in this full moon, you might be noticing that some of what's activating you, if there is some kind of reactivity, is old ancestral paradigms and dogmas. Someone may say something that reminds you of what your parents used to say. Or you find yourself shooting from the hip, Sagittarius, saying something that offends somebody. And you're unconsciously, you're running an old pattern. So I'm just saying to all my people, breathe and watch if there's reactivity. Can you count to 50 and say, whoa, what else might be happening under the surface? And recognize particularly the trigger point with Mars. No one's your enemy. Okay, like just breathe and go deeper. be on that quest, Sagittarius, to have a greater understanding of what's happening in your psyche. Trace the lineage of the good. Look for another way of holding things. That's not Pollyanna, everything's okay, but like, oh, what's a more expansive, compassionate way to hold myself in the world right now? We need it. And then also on Monday, November 27th, Mercury squares Neptune at 25 degrees of Sagittarius Pisces. Just a quick reminder for my audience, if you don't understand the degree measurement, you don't worry about it. Just stay with the archetypal transmission, if you will. Mercury, again, is the communicator archetype and storyteller. It's also in Sagittarius, and it is wanting in all of us to communicate and understand the bigger picture and open our minds. A square means the two planets are 90 degrees away from each other in the heavens, and there is an opening to more of our visionary nature because Neptune is the dreamer, visionary archetype. It has to do with our unconscious, our non-cognitive parts of ourselves. It has everything to do with our spiritual selves, our prayer self, our meditation self, our altered states of consciousness. And again, there's a balance here because the wounded side of Neptune is where we get go under a spell. We get into an unhealthy altered state. So we might be caught in an old victim story, or we might feel that we're invisible and we don't exist. That some of the challenges of Neptune, because it's so nebulous and it's not grounded in everyday consensus reality, it's about the mystical and the spiritual. And sometimes that experience for each of us is very challenging. Plus, Neptune is in Pisces, like Saturn. Neptune loves being in Pisces, and it really can help us symbolically activate our own visionary, intuitive, dreamer, mystical self. And it can also activate our unmetabolized victim, or where we go under the spell again of a pattern, a story, particularly when Mercury and Neptune are together in this archetypal pattern. We want to really be questioning, you know, am I caught in a paradigm, a story, Mercury in Sagittarius, that emotionally impacts me so that I feel hurt or I feel uncomfortable? My own stories are someone else's stories. And if that's so, again, breathing and respecting yourself and taking time out to say, well, what am I really tracking here? Because when Mercury and Neptune are in an active pattern archetypally, it recognizes that we're more attuned to invisible energies. We're more attuned to what's not seen in the consensus reality. Our psychic, intuitive, empathetic nature is more activated. So we're more sensitive. And that's kind of a beautiful thing. And we want to watch how we interpret our sensitivity. Right. So again, you see this repeated pattern about watch your thoughts, compassionately track what are you putting on yourself, what you might be putting on someone else, what do you perceive someone's putting on you, and just hold that tenderly with love and support. And finally, on Sunday, December 3rd, at the end of the week, Venus squares Pluto at 28 degrees of Libra Capricorn. Remember, Venus is that relational one. It has everything to do with our relational self, whether it's with humans or others, and our values, what's important to us, and how we steward our resources, whether it be our time, our money, our energy. Again, we have a square. There's a tension between Venus and Pluto. It's not negative. It just says there needs to be some adjustment. Venus is in Libra, which is a sign that wants balance, harmony, reciprocity, respect. The tension with Pluto, Pluto's the transformer archetype. It's a going deeper. And when it's active in an archetypal pattern, it says, what's really going on here? Or what's in your basement that needs to be, one of those basement boxes, you often hear me saying that, that needs to be brought up and looked at. Pluto's finishing its journey in Capricorn, where it's been since 2008. Capricorn is an earth sign. That's about practicality, responsibility, and wanting to have a bigger game plan. How do we get things done? How do we be purposeful? What Pluto has challenged us to do since 2008, because it's the transformer character, is what are our old structures around power and systems and institutions and the rules of the game that are toxic and poisonous and need to be transformed. Now, whenever you have Venus and Pluto in conversation with each other, there's this invitation to go deeper in all your relationships inside and out. And particularly Venus and Libra talking to Pluto and Capricorn challenges, the challenging side of Libra can be a superficial make nice. Oh, let's make sure we're not hurting the other person's feelings. Let's make sure we accommodate. That's just a superficial level. Libra is a very profound sign that has to do with deep partnership and deep reciprocity. However, because Pluto's talking to Venus, the deep transformational urge might be stop trying to accommodate others. Stop trying to follow the relationship rules, Capricorn, because they're too small for all of us. Instead, Venus and Pluto say, what's a deeper integrity I can carry with my relationship journey? What's a way that I can be so respectful of myself and the other that we go to a deeper level of sustainability in our partnership, our friendship, our marriage, our colleagueship? What's really going on in my relationship patterns? And how do I lean in and come into my own deep maturity and authority, a healthy authority, Capricorn, with how I want to balance my life? So there you have it. You can feel those threads of those five personal planets, your sun, your conscious self, and your journey you're on, the moon, your deeply instinctive emotional self, your Mercury, communicator, storyteller, your Venus, relational, magnetic, balancing one, and Mars, your active champion. Let's have courage and go forward. It's a big week. Honor what's getting stirred. Breathe. Notice reactivity and say what's underneath with compassion. Because our personal work with this makes a difference in the world channel. What if all of us could pause in our reactivity, in our othering of another human or another country, in our making enemies? What if we could all stop that and breathe and say, what's really going on here? And make changes. So this week's beautiful poem really honors that. And I particularly dedicate this poem to all beings that are struggling in war-torn countries and all beings struggling with wars inside. It's called Champion the Enemy's Need by Kim Stafford. Ask about your enemy's wounds and scars. Seek his hidden cause of trouble. Feed your enemy's children. Learn their word for home. Repair their well. Learn their sorrow's history. Trace their lineage of the good. Ask them for a song. Make tea. Break bread. Champion the enemy's need. It's a beautiful week for pausing, going deeper with our beliefs, our paradigms, our reactivity, collapsing the projection of enemy inside and out. Thank you as always for your ongoing support. Thank you who've done financial support, who've sent me emails. Thank you so much. I want to tell you I have a special offer, a gratitude offer this Monday for all of you. All of my astrology courses and workshops are 50% off until Monday night, midnight Pacific. I've got ones on astrological life cycles with Jupiter, with Saturn, with Uranus, with the midlife cycles of Neptune, Pluto, and Chiron. And I've got a special workshop on Pluto and Aquarius and one on Chiron. All those are available for you at half off price. Go to my website on theedgesofchange.com and go to the astrology page. Thank you so much. Bless your journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More research
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.